Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Cherokee TV champion, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. You know, fellas and girls, the thought just struck me this morning. Spring is just around the corner. Look what's happening down in the big league training camp. Your favorite baseball stars are busy getting in shape for another great season. And right now, young athletes all over the country are working out in school and college gyms so they'll be set for early spring track meets and tennis matches. Yes, sir, spring is definitely on the way. And let me ask you, what are you going to do about it? Well, if you're planning to make a name for yourself in school sports these next few months, if you want to start getting in tip-top condition for all the fun that's coming, the thing to do is get in spring training. That's right. Get in spring training just like Joe DiMaggio and Bucky Wallace and Bob Feller are doing. These champions know the value of training. They know how it helps to give you a head start toward better performance at your favorite game. And, of course, the training system lots of your favorite athletes recommend is, sure enough, the three famous training rules of Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy. Champion Joe DiMaggio himself says, I put my okay on Jack Armstrong's training rules as one of the very best training systems I know for young athletes. You can really learn a lot about training for champion baseball when you start following those swell rules. Here's the system Joe DiMaggio advises. First, get lots of sleep, fresh air, and exercise. Second, use plenty of soap and water every day. Third, eat a genuine breakfast of champions every single morning. A big bowl full of nourishing whole wheat, those crunchy flakes called Wheaties with milk or cream in the fruit you like best. I'm telling you, that breakfast of champions has put a brand new kick into the training schedule of hundreds of great athletes. And it's sure to make training more fun for you, too. Talk about winning flavors. I miss my guess if you don't agree that Wheaties hand you the grandest flavor treat you've ever enjoyed. And nourishment. Well, it'll be mighty hard to find a breakfast dish that can top Wheaties at giving you real bodybuilding nourishment. Those toasted Wheaties flakes are a preferred cereal, brimming with all the well-known nourishment of the natural whole wheat grain. You'd better get yourself some Wheaties right away quick. They're swell for training. And now Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy.
A high-ranking Moro messenger from Sultan Buloa has just come to the Mandaean village in the interior of Mindanao. While the chief and his tribesmen are waiting to receive the Moro messenger, Jack Armstrong and Billy, Betty, Uncle Jim, and Malua are waiting on the outskirts of the crowd to see what news the messenger brings. They have come to the village to rescue Professor Loring, whom they believe to be held prisoner there, although the chief has denied having any white prisoner. The beachcomber Whisper is waiting on a nearby lake in the Otto Jaiho, prepared to fly over the village to help Jack and the others if necessary. This Moro messenger from Sultan Buloa is walking imperiously toward the chief. He may bring news of impending war between Buloa and Sultan Natang, or he may have come in a final effort to extort Professor Loring's secret from him. While Jack and the others wait a little distance from the chief, Malua is preparing to edge up and listen in on whatever the messenger has to say. Listen.
Stupid cricket. The messenger looks as though he has something important to say.
It must be important, though, or he wouldn't have come here.
Oh, maybe he came here to try to get Professor Loring to talk, Jack.
That may be one of the reasons, Betty, but I'll bet there's another reason, too. I'll bet it has something to do with this war that's about to break out between Sultan Buloa and Sultan Nathan. Don't you think so, Uncle Jim?
Well, I shouldn't be surprised, Jack. Hey, Malua, I thought you were going over there to see what that Moro has to say.
He go soon, Uncle Jim. Moro not say anything to Chief till he make big talk for everybody.
You mean he's going to make a speech to the whole tribe?
That's right, Betty. Moro always make big talk for everybody first, then he talk to Chief. You see?
I guess you're right, Malua. He's holding up his hands for quiet. Look how intense all the natives are, Uncle Jim. They seem to think he has something important to say.
They all know that there's going to be a showdown between Buloa and Natang, Jack. And since they're allies of Buloa, they'll have to fight if the war starts.
Sounds to me as though he's talking to Moro, darling.
That's right, Billy. He speaks Moro tongue. What everybody understanding, just saying.
Oh, can you understand what he's saying from here, Malua?
Me understand, Bucky. Soon I'll tell you what he say. Me no like it.
But you have to get closer to him, Malua. Don't you want him to see you?
You're right, Jack. He no want him to see me yet. He know me. He know me, be friend Sultan Natang.
Oh, but the chief is bound to tell him you're here, Malua.
That's right, Betty. But she's not telling yet. If Chief Hart told him, he not talk like him talk now.
You mean he's giving away secrets, Malua?
That's right, Uncle Jim. He tell many important things.
Gee, Malua, I don't see how you can listen to him and listen to us, too.
Moro talk come in one ear, Billy. English talk come in other ear. We hear both talk.
All right, finish your speech now, Manuel. He's just standing there watching to see how the man Dyer took his talk. What do you say?
Him say war, Uncle Jim.
War?
That's what him say. He say very soon, Sultan Boloa calls together all tribes. They get many war visa. They get on big river, go to big lake, where Sultan Natan stay. Then they have big battle.
Cut this, man. What, does Sultan Natan know that Sultan Boloa is going to attack him?
He know, Billy, but he not know when. Now soon, he know when. Me go Sultan Natan, tell him when.
But you're not going until we rescue Professor Loring, are you, Manuel?
No, Doc. We help you get Professor Loring first.
Look sharp, everyone. We don't know what's going to happen now.
Oh, Moti coming over toward us. And the chief is coming with him.
What do you think that Morrow will try to do, Manuel?
Him try to get chief tie me up there. Then him take me both on below.
Oh, Manuel. But you don't seem a bit afraid.
He not afraid, Daddy. Chief, him afraid Uncle Jim. Chief think Uncle Jim big medicine man. Chief afraid do anything me.
Certain can't miss if that Morrow finds out that we're here to get Professor Loring. He'll want the chief to make us prisoners, too.
You know what he did. He still think great god Carl Lana our friend. He still white man magic.
The chief and the Morrow have stopped to talk things over.
Chief tell him we here get white prisoner.
Did he say if he's going to give us the white prisoner, Manuel?
He say he not give us white prisoner, Uncle Jim.
Oh, Jimonetti, now we've got to discover some way to rescue Professor Loring just in spite of the chief.
But first we've got to find out just where they're keeping Professor Loring, Billy. We know it's not right in the village.
We go chief now, Uncle Jim. We go talk him. We show him Manuel not trade him. Me tell him again, you big medicine man. You better be very careful.
All right, Manuel. You tell him that the great god Carlana and I are very angry with him, too.
We come back soon. You wait here.
Chief, look at the natives over there. What are
you
going to do?
That's me, eh? Look at the medicine man, the Bagata. He's got a charabal head on again, and he's dancing up and down in his crocodile skin.
And what's that those two natives are bringing to the Bagani, Jack?
Looks like one of their wooden idols, Billy. Yes, that's what it is. It's one of their wooden gods.
Oh, look. They're setting a wooden god on the ground in the Bagani.
To make the wooden gods happy.
You're right, Billy. But we no let crocodile eat us.
Yes, and that we won't. own manual.
Not if I can help it. Look back at the village, Billy. That war hint is getting to be something fierce.
Gee, Whitaker, it sure is. I hope they don't forget themselves and bother Uncle Jim and Betty.
You know what, Billy. When my morrow at length hear war dance, they come see what trouble. They not let anything happen, Uncle Jim.
You've only got a handful of morrows, Manuel.
But they brave morrow, Jack. Man die afraid of morrow. You see.
I hope we don't have to see, Manuel. I seem to see your morrow is fighting his whole tribe.
Watch these thorny vines between the trees, Billy. They'll tear your clothes off.
I'll say they will. See, there's a kind of path right here through the trees. The vines and bushes aren't so thick here.
These were chief and morrow messenger go, Billy. We be careful now, huh? We not let them see us.
But where are they, man? Huh? I don't see them anywhere.
They go down here, Jack. They down in the creek. Soon we see.
I want to see it, that temple. Say, Manuel, do you really think there'll be crocodiles in that temple?
That's right, Billy. But you know, see crocodiles. Maybe.
Maybe? Jiminy gee whiz. Somebody's always trying to scare the daylights out of me.
Manuel, do you suppose... I mean, they won't let the crocodiles do anything to Professor Loring, will they?
Me no think so, Jack. Not yet. Maybe later, when they finish with Professor Loring, then they do something.
Some funny catfishing. If Sultan Below is about to declare war on Sultan Natang, they must be about through with Professor Loring.
We see, Billy. We almost near creek now. Must be very careful now. Make no noise.
See? What do you see, Manuel?
We see Temple Jack. There.
Yeah, look, Billy. There's the entrance to the temple, all right. I can see two wooden idols in front of it. Did the chief and the morrow go in there, Manuel?
That's right, Jack. Maybe we find Professor Loring in there, huh? Come, we go there now.
Boy, oh boy. Do you suppose that Professor Loring really is somewhere in that temple? Anyway, Jack and Billy and Manuel are going to find out. And you'll want to be with them when they find out, because there's no telling what will happen. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Missing Professor Loring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, make up your mind to have an honest-to-goodness breakfast of champions every morning this week. That means a big helping of solid nourishment and zippy flavor every time you sit down to a big bowl full of those crisp Wheaties flakes with milk or cream and your favorite kind of fruit. Boy, that's eating. Real champion eating pleasure. Better make sure you have plenty of Wheaties on hand.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brands.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions.